Are you ready to rock? Put your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care.
All right, folks, welcome to the Muskie 360 podcast. Jay Bird.
Steve.
Sorry, folks. It's Saturday morning here. You're going, why are these guys like? It has been the nightmare fiesta, Jay. Frickin' Vincente and the boys tearing my bathroom up. Just and not post Taco Bell tearing it up. I'm talking installing shower doors last night. We were going to do the thing. Every time I've called you to do it, all you hear is in the background, just tearing my house up. It's been crazy. Busy week, though. So running short on time, as always. So we're going to keep her brief. But this is pretty much, we've got so much crap going on. Yeah. We're just going to let her rip. Number one. Oh, yes, I just cracked the first Pepsi of the day. We'll limit that before. It's a little early, but we'll limit that. Anyway, first things first, something to say here. I've gotten so many messages from people that want to taste the thunder, but they don't believe the thunder's real, Jay.
I know. Me too. I had people in the shop asking
about
it.
They're going, ha, 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 that was a funny joke.
Yeah, funny one, guys. Really neat.
That'd be, it's real, dog.
It's real.
Shit just got real.
And you know what's going to happen on Tuesday?
Musky thunder.
Thunderstorms are forecasted.
Thunderstruck! That's the best. That's the best, Brian Johns. I'm stone cold sober, and that is the worst. But yes, Brian Johnson, I can muster up.
It was pretty bad.
It was pretty TNT. Oi, oi! I got nothing.
No, there's my phone again.
You don't want
to. Oh, it's the tube screamer calling again.
Uh oh. Answer
unbelievable.
It.
He called me like five times this morning. Jay, when's the musky thunder getting here? I said, Jim, planning on Tuesday. That's what it says. Here, let me just hit decline. There we go.
Declined. Live
we'll
on
talk
air.
To him later. No, he's anxious about it. So as we all are.
Get scared straight, folks. Musky thunder is real. It'll be at the shop. It's ridiculous, man. Probably my favorite thing we've ever done where you just go, somebody wants to make us an energy drink. Okay.
Yeah, it's right up there. It's awesome.
It's right up there with dumb, but I love it. Anyway, other than that, it just never ends. Really stoked. The Toothy Tough baits. I know there's a lot of cool stuff that came in the shop. I love Toothy Tough. Dan at the Toothy Tough sent in some new colors.
Yeah, we got some new colors in yesterday, yeah.
I love those baits. Those are ripping. What else was there? God, housekeeping. I think one thing that's going to rock the Northwoods. Somebody was saying something about the Grape Flame Booker stuff. Is that in?
Yeah, they did a Grape Flame, and it's starting to come out. They did them in the shallow raters. So the straight shallow raters, small and large, are you got a new Grape Flame color. Yeah. Pretty cool.
Everybody loves that up there. Where's the Grape Flame?
Yeah, it's completely different. And some new customs, too. A Canadian Crush. Done a little differently.
Ooh, a little.
Not your traditional Canadian. You know, kind of an orange perch thing going there. Very attractive.
Very attractive. That's DJ. Believe it or not, I've heard over the course of last few months, I've been working on a project. Sometimes people don't like how we address bait. So now from now on out, we're just going to say every bait, Jay, right?
Okay.
Every product in the musky industry, that's a handsome product. Whether it sucks or not, that's a handsome product.
Yeah, very handsome.
Very handsome. Jay, what
do you
think?
Do you give something two thumbs up?
Ask me what I think of the Savage Gear 3D bat.
Steve, what do you think about the Savage Gear 3D bat?
It sucks. Anyway, moving on.
Oh, God.
We got some other cool stuff going on here. Jace got some cool stuff here. Folks, you love the coasters. Jay got some coasters up there. Jay, they're not Jay's. Jace didn't make them. Jay, are you making coasters on the clock?
I'm not. But they're hand-painted.
By
little trinkets. Yes, they're lovely.
Lovely.
Very handsome product.
Very handsome product.
Hand-painted Northwoods cabin-esque.
Cool. Well, and people go like, why are you talking? Do you know how many freaking people are probably going, why are they talking about this? And we've talked about the other coasters and other crap. Accoutrements, if you will. Do you know how many people own cabins and that's why? It's like, that's why they have that.
Gotta have an ice cold summer drink. Come on.
You ding dongs. Anyway.
Hello.
God, what else? Okay, so that's
Steve, they're very handsome too, by the way. Did I mention that?
Yeah. Have you seen the new Toothy Tufts? Guess what? They're quite a handsome product.
They are.
Very handsome. That's going on. The Bash, obviously. Not to be overshadowed, July 16th, you know that. I'm stoked about that. We have, God, housekeeping here as always, but it has been insane the amount of crap we have to give away. Again, it's veritable overload of funness.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of great companies have provided some very handsome products.
Yes.
Handsome. Anyways,
tell them about your new Thunder coming this week.
Oh, speaking, God, I know. Welcome to the Musky Bulletin Board. That's the kind of week I'm having. Well, the Musky Bulletin Board is brought to you by the Musky Shop and Musky 360. We have some handsome products this week. Speaking of a handsome product, so not only can you taste the Thunder, Jay, you can fish the Thunder.
Mm-hmm.
It is Supernatural Big Baits. It's called Steve's Musky Thunder, and it is a bad to the bone, very handsome bait. So if a lot of people, we did some fun stuff. Bill at Slammer makes Steve Paul Tiger. Duff decided, hey, let's do something ripping for trolling. This thing's cool. Now, here's the deal. It's pretty cool as far as like, oh, whatever. It's got sort of this Gibson, remember the Gibson straps, Jay, with the lightning bolt on them?
Absolutely.
Right. Dude. Yeah. Well, this is not a guitar podcast, but for you guys that don't know, it's sort of got this, what I would call pop art kind of flashy lightning thing on the side, which you go, huh. But the trick is, this is a black belly headlock, matlock. So it's all black, a little bit of embellishment on it, but sort of that back in black, it's going to work anywhere you fish.
Basic black is very handsome.
It's a handsome shade of black.
Yes.
What a handsome black bait he is. It's wonderful. This song goes out to all the lovers this week at our countdown at number 28. Jody Michael sings, "Get out of the studio. You don't need electrical tape that bad." Get out of here. This is why I don't record this in the middle of the day. Freaking, I'm trying to do my best. Casey Kasem's countdown. I need electrical tape. Go to the store. Anyway. But that's the thing. It was cool. Man, you can't go wrong with a black bait, and this thing just looks badass, in my opinion. That's what has my name on it, because it's my opinion of what a bait should look like. If you think it sucks, cool. I think it's a handsome bait. So, I don't know, Jay. Rambling on. Ramble on. I can't even pull my Robert Plant impressions. I do them so well after I've had 14 or 15 Pepsis. As we all know, we're all friends here.
Speaking of Robert Plant, remember MG? We fished with her last year.
Yeah.
You've guided her before.
Yeah.
And she sent a picture of her and Robert Plant.
Yeah.
He's got his arm around her, and she said, "My heart melted."
Well, was it pain?
Led Zeppelin. Yeah. I mean, he's one of the kings of all time. And it was quite a thrill for her. So I don't know where it happened, but it happened.
Oh, man. He kicks around the Nash Vegas quite a bit. And then the Las Vegas, he's running around like a crazy man.
It's cool.
Good stuff. Anyway, what was it? Oh, my God.
Back to Muskies.
Back to the bulletin board.
Yes,
so
sir.
The Bash. We got the Bash. Don't forget, speaking of handsome baits, Livingston Lures is doing the drag them in, push them in, troll them in trade-in at the Livingston Lures Muskie School. Right? So if you got a shitty lure, bring it. We'll trade you for a new 2022 Livingston.
Who are the main five speakers at the Musky Bash this year?
I don't know. They're all very handsome. If people listen to the podcast don't know by then, give me a break.
They've all got good creds. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, anyway, you know, maybe not the Smitties.
oh, wow.
But they're very handsome. They make handsome baits. Oh, shit. What was it? I'm trying to keep it straight here, people. I should write things down of everything I had to cover of what was going on. Oh, we were talking about Livingston, right? Yep. So, lay it out here. So, if you bought a Titan at the original launch, you either didn't check your email, you might have got an email about there were some baits that came out that had screwed up EBS. So, if you were, like, fishing and your boat sounded like crickets making sweet love for, like, hours... Tickle, tickle, tickle. Oh, yeah, baby. Tickle, 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 tickle. Let's do it all night. Tickle, 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 tickle. And then you just wanted to shoot the bait, right? That was an EBS failure. So
I did not know that because I knew they had different shad sounds built in tickle, tickle. And different sunfish and stuff, but I didn't know they had the cricket thing.
It sounds like crickets. It's not crickets. It's shads doing the... Let's do this thing all night, baby. I recorded most of the EBS sounds myself. This is Shad. Tickle, tickle,
tickle, tickle. Live spawn.
Live spawn. Let's get it spawn. Oh, yeah. Let's get it spawn. Baby, you know it's 55 degrees. Let's spawn.
Let's get it spawn.
Yeah. Man, dude. That's amazing. That should have been a podcast intro right there.
That's a good one. Let's yeah, remember that.
I can't do a Barry White.
We'll have Jody do it.
I'm sober as a Central Kentucky judge, which is not very much, but then you know, I got to be functioning here, so it's hard. It's hard to keep up with the jokes and jokes and jokes. We're idiots, Jay. But yeah. If it sounds like a hippie love fest in your tackle box. And you didn't realize it, check your thing. Livingston's going to replace those baits because we're always going to do the right thing. And it's pretty awesome of them. So not my fault, not Livingston's fault. Some people in the production process, there was a little bit of somebody showed up little not on their A game one day on the check-in line and screwed some stuff up. So there's a massive batch of that. If you need a replacement, just let Livingston know. Shoot them an email. They'll take care of you. Nope. Other than that, Big news. Round two of Titans are coming. Now, yep. This is the other thing. Man, God, like I said, the Muskie Bulletin Board is brought to you by. I feel like just announcing everything. But what's cool is because I get so many emails and so many emails and so many emails. Love my Titans. Catching fish. Blah, 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 blah. You know, are you going to do any new colors? Yes. We have a new color in the mix. Not going to tell you yet, but it's coming. So that's cool. The other thing, just to throw it out there. So again, speak now or forever hold your peace. If your EBS is screwed up or if it's acting funky, get it now. Right? We're going to take care of you. Livingston's going to take care of you. It's a small percentage of people that had any issues, yeah. But we're not going to play around. But with that being said, the other thing to say is there's another Titan on the way. I'm talking... tons of emails. Are you guys going to do a smaller version? Yes, we are. On the way. It's called Lil T. So, for now, that's the working. Lil T. Jay, this is why I drink so many Pepsis. I'm so ADD in the middle of the day that I can't even stand to hear myself right now. It's ridiculous. But anyway, so we're working on what we're calling right now Lil T. And it's not like a mumble rapper or anything, but we could do a finish like that. That would be funny. But we're working on the downsides of that. I want to hear from you guys, though. Shoot an email or whatever to the podcast or the app. We're going to do the downsize because the other one's kicking so much ass. We're on the fence. Do you guys want a big monster one? Right? 12-inch, 13-inch, I don't know. I mean, I sort of do. I don't know. I would rather ask the crowd, what do you think? So the small ones are going to be around the corner for us. If you want a big, big, bad one, I just want your guys' opinion because I like everybody that listens to the podcast. So just let me know. Go, yeah, I don't throw a lot of 13-inch baits, 12-inch baits, whatever. Other than that, God, what else? So that's going on. I wrote some of it down. Okay, so the headlocks, we got the bashed. Right. Don't forget the Livingston Lures Muskie School, Toothy Tough, the Muskie Thunder. That's here to stay, here to play. Are we going to ship Muskie Thunder?
At this point, no. We're going to sell it at the bash. It's just going to be a bash only.
Can you imagine?
Thing.
Like, can you imagine handsome if product. You order a very handsome, like Musky Shop hat or hoodie and a can of Musky Thunder, and the can explodes and it eats through the box?
Well, that'd be actually kind of a bonus, cool thing to happen. Maybe we'll put a few aside and have some special specials or something like that, or some giveaways.
On the side of the can, it says, do not put on exposed skin. So I'm
I wouldn't doubt it you put that on there.
Don't put it on your skin. Anyway, sorry for the bulletin boarding, but got to get it done. Got to get it done fast. Your boys got to get out on the pond here shortly. So we need to switch gears to some Q&A so we stay on top of these things, Jay. In the words of Chris Cuomo, let's get after it. Trevor, Jay, and Steve, what are your thoughts on fishing camo? I think it's a handsome product, but he says, I've seen for a while now multiple different companies are making it. My opinion, I believe it all comes down to the fish's attitude, right? If the fish is going to eat, it's going to eat. The color of your apparel doesn't matter. What are your thoughts or opinion? So, goodness, I think it's retarded. Thank you. I was told, Jay.
I'm kind of on the fence. You're talking about clothing, right?
Well, here's my thing.
You're talking about just, you know.
We talked about this as well. Got to be a little bit more measured, right?
Yeah.
Got to be. No. That's the. No. Then fish out of a duck boat and cast and figure eight through some sticks. Oh, it's a new island floating out in the lake. Give me a break. Marketing. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I think if you have really bright clothing on, maybe there's a chance some of those muskies that are coming in and turn off at the last minute see something that's completely unnatural, just glowing outside the boat that spells danger to them, and they turn off.
With that being said, I think we talked about this a long time ago, which I would revisit this. And one of my pet peeves is if you're making a cast for a muskie, your toes are at the side of the boat, so we're positioned for a really good figure eight, right?
Sure.
Okay. With that being said, what I don't want is I don't want excess movement. I don't want someone taking a step or shifting, because I personally believe that shadows, if you have a shadow cast there, you got to think like a juvenile muskie or muskies in general. When they're not big, have to be slightly concerned with predatory birds.
Yeah.
Death from above, if you will. So, yeah, a shadow can be an issue. But, dude, crawl that. Okay, if that is the case, let's say, and I don't like to wear like some, I'm just not the dude that's going to wear like hot neon shirt. If you ever watch a video, everyone thinks I'm like homeless, Jay. I wear the same thing every day. That's because I don't like decisions. So I have like 45 of the same outfits and I just wear the same clothes every day, but it's different. But I don't necessarily care. I mean, with that being said, should we paint our faces?
Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with wearing a gray shirt.
Well,
I mean,
it
breaks up with the sky nice and it's camouflage in a sense, looking up from the waters. Perspective.
Am I a cloud in a gray shirt?
It's not a distraction, though.
I'm a cloud.
Like you said, you know, all of a sudden they hit a shadow that breaks out in the middle of nowhere. They know there shouldn't be a shadow there. Something just sets them off a little bit. Who knows?
I don't know. I mean,
I don't either.
Here's what I'm saying. If that is the case, then what about the bottom of your boat?
Yeah, right.
Should we... If I'm going to fish a tannic body of water, should I quickly paint the bottom of my boat brown? Would it matter?
I think it's probably more in line with what the sky is.
Well, that's what...
To break it up, unless you're fishing at night. Well, nothing wrong with the black boat bottom.
Well, I'm just saying. Like, we're reeling in a bait, right? And a muskie is behind it. Everything is foreign. The rod's in the water. There's a boat. I mean, what?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Do,
I think we can both agree it's a small percentile of distraction. What you're wearing, what color the boat is, that type of stuff. Yeah, it's a small percent. I mean, yeah, a muskie's bite, you know, the size of the snaps and the hardware and the size of the hooks, all the unnatural, not real looking stuff that goes along with muskie fishing, with the oversized nature of everything and rods in the water creating wake. I mean, you know, doing a figure eight, you know, come on.
The zip zap of the trolling mode. I mean,
yeah,
I don't
know. The on off.
I'm just telling you, my thing is I hear this stuff on times and I love the question, but I'm just saying, like, I've heard people like, well, you know what, fellow anglers, you got to wear this. And if you're not wearing this, it's going to mess you up. No. If it boils down to that, it's the most ridiculous. Like, that's what drives me nuts. Like, yeah, we might talk about a bunch of baits or we might do this or that, but come on, don't snake oil. That to me, that's just ridiculous. Yeah, I am. And it's like, good. If we crawl down the rabbit hole of, and I'm not even talking musky fishing. I'm talking general fishing, which is like freaking from fly fishing. And you're standing in the freaking stream. You know what I'm saying? Like, we give them, this is just a concept that's driven me nuts forever of like, how far are we willing to take this to have something to say? You know, how far are you willing to take that statement with, this is a dedicated apparel that is going to help you catch more fish, which is not a measurable or provable metric when there's so many things outside of that one factor is an immeasurable metric in the grand scheme of things. Is that, that's why you can't quantify it, Jay. Right? So it's just a statement. I don't know. Maybe am I down the rabbit hole here of something that just irks me personally?
We're down the rabbit hole without question.
Okay.
But, you know, that's because none of us know, and he's asking because it's just like, hey, what do you think? I mean, is it going to add a percentage point or two to, you know, eaters versus something that's going to break away at the last minute because they're distracted?
I will pay for the face paint if someone wants to paint themselves like they are bow hunting. That's it.
Sounds like something Todd and Dave would use.
We should.
Paint. Yeah.
We should. But it can't. We got to go to like a kid's street carnival because we can't do like Moss Yoke. It's going to be like, paint me like a cloud, please. I'm a cloud.
Right. Yeah. Were they thinking that way in the late 80s, though? I don't think so.
We stand next.
Oh, they were.
Listen. We get matching shirts. I have half the cloud on one side. You have it on the other. We stand shoulder to shoulder. So he just thinks we're one big cloud. And I'll
Shut up, Dave.
And you paint your face when we're in the parking lot before we head out, right? We've got to paint our face the same hue as the sky.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And now in the middle of the day, as things darken, you got to reapply. You got to change your shade of face paint. Up.
Constant adaptation is what
right,
you're saying.
Yeah, I am the knight. Moving on, Jason. I have a trip planned in mid-October to Lake of the Woods Whitefish Bay. Never fished up there that late. What would be the best tactic for that time of year? It's going to be primarily a trolling boat or weed casting big rubber. What's an alternative? Any help you can give would be greatly appreciated. Love the show, Jason. Thank you for the support. Well, I'll just say this, and it's like a Canadian kind of deal where October is far different than October in the Northwoods. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's
things. Where do you say he was going, Steve?
Whitefish Bay, Lake of the Woods.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
But, you know, things are moving quicker there, you know? Mm-hmm. It's a shorter season. I don't mean musky season, just the seasonality of things. So it's colder. It's a little bit more advanced towards quote-unquote winter. Dependent again, you know, he says mid-October. So the first half of October at times are way different than latter October, right? At that point, not going to be a lot of weed left. So what weed is left, dependent on conditions, right? There's always that caveat of everything's dependent on weather and water. We all know that. If there's any weed left that's in relatively good condition, there's going to be fish using that. In general, I'm going to be looking for current areas, neck downs, and reef activity. That's going to be my game plan. Rock, reef, kind of deal, right? You know, and he asks, is it trolling weed, you know, rubber? It's all in play until you find the pattern or no. But in general, I would be preparing myself to look for those bites in those neck down, those tighter areas, those rockier areas, right? Now, everything can be off the table when you can go up there and it's the hottest. And the way the weather patterns are, it could be the hottest October in recent memory. And those things are still up relatively shallow and on edges. But if we have a traditional kind of fall, I would be looking at the rocky, reefy kind of deal there. I mean, but with that being said, later in the day, your shallow areas can come into play as well. So, you know, it's a general statement in about a big period of time, but I'm going to bet 60% of my search on those kind of elements until I find what I'm looking for. You know, if it's not clicking, move on to some other stuff. I definitely would have my glide game and my big rubber game down, though. You know, and speaking of toothy tough, that's, God, I can't wait to throw them freaking things this year in Canada. Holy cannoli. They're going to do it to it. Anyway, moving on. I'm running out of time. I have things to do. They're going to come back and start installing more things in my bathroom. Any moment, you'll just hear drills, and it's going to be just never ending. I want to leave. I'm going to get on the boat and get away from these people. Ted! Steven! I like how he spelled that. I might change my name to Steven. It looks good. Steven. Is there ever... I wonder if he did that because of Tim. What do you think? Did he pick up on that? Because every time my buddy Tim's on this show, he goes, Steven.
Yeah, with the accent, sure.
Steven. Anyway, sorry for the ADD fire, folks. Now you know why I drink. Steven, is there ever a time and a place to use a large... Now the cat's howling. Jesus. This is why I do this at night. I am the night. Steven, is there ever a time...
Lock the doors.
Oh, shut up. Uh-huh. What else? That cattle, folks, welcome to the podcast. My cat that will not shut up the rest of the time we're back here.
Is it a jungle cat?
Jody, come get your cat. Steven, please stop. Stop. Comedy gold, Jay. Steven, is there ever a time and a place to use a large spoon? I fish. Okay, I got to pause this for a second and murder this cat. I'll be right back. Oh, please think about the answer at a zero Pepsi count. Wait, maybe if it's better, you're a few in. If you can't tell from this episode, I need about 10 of them before I'm normal. I like spoons when things suck, right?
They work.
We've touched on the spoons before. I mean, it has been the end all be all for the first, you know, iteration of fishing. That's how fishing became a thing, is people with a spoon, pretty much.
Yeah, it really is.
It's always going to work. Fish don't, you know, I understand the conditioning, don't get me wrong, but fish in general are like, oh, as a species, they're not going to learn to not eat something. Like, don't eat spoons, guys.
No, it's a no-brainer retrieve, too. Yeah, it's super easy.
But there's versatility there. And I think what he touched on, which is like the rip fall. So sure. I've done well, and it depends on how fast you want it to fall. You can put like the round sinkers. I don't know what the appropriate,
like a, You mean like a bell sinker?
No, just the inline sinkers. I don't know what the proper terminology, what you would use for like catfishing or something of that nature.
Egg sinker.
There you go. If you put an egg sinker above your leader or build a leader specific to it, you can dial that stuff in where you've got like, it's that sinker's pulling it down at different rates and different levels and get it to do even funkier stuff. You were about to say trailing them, I think in a trolling situation is good. That's called a Burger King rig of all things. That's from the 50s. But you can do a lot with them. I mean, essentially what's neat about a spoon is you can get a fish to follow it in and then just dead stick it by the boat and let it fall and rip. And, you know, you can jig, you can do all these things with it. So they should be on your radar. And the only time I'm looking at them is when things are really bad, right? It's like the distillation of, well, what triggers a fish? Flash and vibration. Well, that's all that bait is. And another thing I'm just riffing on, man, you want to talk about great bait for kids, wives, and girlfriends. You know, have one around. I mean, I'm serious. Like, you know, if I've got, like, I've got a lot of older clients over the years where like double eights are just not in the, on the cards. They're going to throw it. They're not going to engage. I put them on a spoon, man, and we catch fish. So there's nothing wrong with it. You just look at the versatility of it. Don't look at a spoon as like, oh, that's grandpa's bullshit. I don't want to throw that. You know, readdress it mentally in your mind. You go, man, this is something I can get some versatility out of. I can jig it. I can rip it like he's talking about.
I highly suggest trying it. Hey, you're worn out. Let's say you've been throwing heavy baits. You've been, you know, throwing big dogs and medusas or something for 3-4 hours. You know, it's tough. It's middle of the day. Put a spoon on low resistance retrieving. You can just reel it in slowly.
Did you say 3 or 4 hours?
Let's say, yeah, that's the stage you're at.
Those are rookie numbers, Jay.
It's 3 o'clock, nothing's happening.
Rookie numbers. You've been ripping dogs for 36 hours straight. 36.
Yeah, I think you're missing my point.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Continue then.
No, I'm done.
Okay, fair enough. Try a spoon. It's what's for dinner. Now, I dig it, dude. Like I said, it's not my first thing, but like, in all seriousness, check it out. Like, on your pressured water, I think it would be a smart move. All right, Isaiah from Minnesota. Cisco-based legs. I know the fish, you know, that fishing open water post-spawn early summer is important. At what point of the season do you start to move back into shallow water, break lines, near cover, or target these fish? I fish a deep, clear lake that has Cisco out in the open water all summer and into the fall. Would you stay in open water until you stop finding Cisco, or do you move shallow at some point? You know, I've only been successful with that a few, you know, there's some, I know where he's at. I'm not going to read the rest of this question because he pretty much gives away where he's fishing. So, here's the deal. Low density lakes like that, Cisco's, big stuff, all that fun stuff. You'll always hear open water patterns. You'll hear this and blah, 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 blah. Not all the fish are doing the same thing, right? You can't, there's not one body of water that anyone can go to and say, every muskie does this.
Right, right.
So that might be a dominant pattern that other anglers are on, but you should always be looking for active fish. I can't even talk. Active fish in other patterns, right? So this is an overarching statement, but, you know, a pattern is a pattern, but it's only a small percentage of the fish. It might be a majority of the fish, but there are other fish doing different things. So focus on that with your open water bite, but be checking those shallows, right? The other neat thing that I find that will happen is everyone sort of follows the pattern. All the other anglers find the pattern after it's halfway through. Right now, I'm not talking like dominant, like a Cisco pattern, but like, oh, the fish finally moved out of the weeds and they're on the reefs now, or on the rocks, or on the breaks. Yeah. It takes everybody else 2 weeks to catch up. Check it all the time. That's how you stay ahead of patterns. So, you know, under peak conditions, make sure you're checking something else at least once a day or twice a day, or giving it a good college try. Mm-hmm. Where you give it some focus, you give it some time to develop. So always be looking in that regard. Now, you know, are there going to be shallow fish? Is it super low numbers of fish that might be outside that pattern at times? Yes, but be willing to check it. You know, basically, when do you move in? When do you move on that? Check it, dude. I'm just telling you, because there's not like an exact time to do it, but if you're the one that's willing to forego, hey, I know I've got a real good shot out on, you know, X, Y, and Z at sunset, but I ought to check this weed edge. Check it thoroughly, and then move on to the next. Commingle these other quote unquote patterns that don't exist into your hot pattern is what I'm getting at. That makes sense?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everybody's got to throw a shitty song on their album every now and again. You know, just you can't all be hits, Jay. You know, you just check in and go, that sucked, and we move on, and you go on to your next hit, and you go catch a big fish. But inevitably, when you're willing to have that versatility, you're going to find some awesome stuff. Jay, any other announcements this week?
Well, we covered the Bash is 2.5 weeks away. Check. Livingston School the day after the Bash is 2.5 weeks away. Uh-huh. Muskie Thunder comes out Tuesday.
Good God.
Steve's Muskie Thunder limited edition matlocks and headlocks might be here Monday. Let's see. There's a bunch of new colors and different baits and some customs that came in this week. We're in the summer muskie patterns. We covered some Q&A. Wow. You're coming up in about 2 weeks to start a fishing frenzy tour. Can't wait.
Yeah,
I've been looking forward to when we can get out and hopefully fish every day.
Oh, yeah.
After work, you know, take a half day and go out and pound till dark.
Pound.
Get some muskies on film, hopefully.
That's the motto I live by, by the way.
What's the motto?
Pound till dark. There's words to live by, folks. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we're supposed to have a big interview. I got it in the can. We'll play it next week. Been a crazy week, folks. See you next week. Say good afternoon, Jay.
Have a handsome day.
Have a handsome day.
To rock, put your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care.
That's right, party people. Get ready for one night of ecstasy. July 17th at the Muskie Shop Bash after party. DJ Tommy Fresh spins all the hottest muskie rave tracks all night long.
Let's rock this place.
Come rage all night with me, DJ Tommy Fresh, at the Muskie Shop Bash After Party.
The bass! But the fun doesn't end there, folks. Stick around for the After Party. After Party with DJ EJ, a.k.a. Elmer Jensen. And a stirring tribute to Daft Punk by DJ Johnny Boy. July 17th, the Muskie Shop Bash, Minocqua, Wisconsin.